Dean, you're going to get quite familiar with this opposition. It's going to be a third meeting in 3.5 weeks, isn't it? Week commencing the 10th. Your reaction to a fine draw and a replay here today?
Yeah, as you said, it's another game we've got to go up there this time. And look, it's, I think on second half performance especially, we done well. Maybe we could have just shaded it and come away with a victory.
It's a bit of a flat first half, but from both teams. So what was the message at the break? Because second half, you look really lively, and in terms of chances, creating more than your position.
Yeah, look, we spoke from half-time. Just play with a little bit more belief in themselves. It was almost, we were very tentative at first half, looking almost, not scared to make a mistake, but sometimes you've got to play without fear in football, and you have to play knowing that you might make a mistake and play without being scared. And second half, we said to them, go and play. We did it at the beginning of the season. We looked a lot more like ourselves.
There were a few players that grew into the game as the match wore on. Andy Cook, born in Bishop Auckland, Newcastle fan, scores in front of the Sunderland fans. You couldn't really write that, could you?
Yeah, well, no. As you said, he's a Newcastle fan. He's a Geordie lad, and he'll take great pleasure in that. I left him out on Tuesday night. He was disappointed. He understood the reasons, what we tried to do down at Portsmouth, and I thought for periods of that game it worked with what we tried to do down there. He came back in, and he was outstanding, and he said he's enjoyed that.
And in terms of both ends of the field, he was winning flick-ons up front, but he was a very crucial player at the back as well. Important player today, and I will admit on Tuesday you wondered, well, he's out of the side, but I suppose you're vindicating that decision.
No, yeah, look, I'll stick by what we've done on Tuesday night. It's not, we look at every single game individually, and what we saw as Portsmouth's strengths, and how we could combat that and get at him. And I just thought we'd catch him on a break a little bit more with pace, and long periods of that game we did. But Cookie knew, I had a chat with him, I explained the situation. As I said, he didn't like it, but it's part and parcel of football. You're not going to be guaranteed playing week in, week out anymore. It's one of those you just deal with it, and he knew he'd be coming back in today. And as I said, he was outstanding today. But for me, I thought Conor Johnson was absolutely outstanding. He didn't know until 1 o'clock he was in the team. We lost Russ Martin throughout the night with a sickness bug. Spoke to Russ at 10:30 this morning, he was still throwing up. So Conor got dropped into the deep end, and I thought he was absolutely outstanding today.
I was going to come on to him because as a youngster on loan from Wolves at the heart of defence with the highly fancied Josh Madger and the likes of Aidan McGeady coming at them. Second half in particular, blocking everything and a really calm, composed performance throughout the back four, really.
Yeah, as you said, he was outstanding to come in at the last second. Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's not, but he embraced it and he stuck up to the challenge, and I thought he was outstanding.
In terms of the formation today, sort of going 4-3-3 with Ferrier and Gordon supporting Andy Cook up top, and those two had to track back and perform really admirably in terms of defensive role as well, and they seemed to do that quite well as well.
Yeah, as you said, we looked at its things. We got one or two carrying niggles, so we had to tinker with the formation. Gino took a whack at his ankle the other night, still a little bit puffy. So he passed the fitness test, but he was whether we could get him going from the first minute. So just what I had to think about it and slept on, and I just thought we'd probably best go in 4-3-3. But as you said, on the outside of the top three, Josh and Morgan done a great work for us defensively. Look, throughout the team, there's one thing that they do week in, week out, is work hard, and they've done that, stuck to the task today.
Having drawn last weekend, I know you were two up against 10 men, but drawing two successive Saturdays against a team who are still getting Premier League parachute payments, they're unbeaten 15, they're second in the league. How much confidence is that going to give you, a young squad?
They need to. As you said, it's a young squad. It's something we've drummed on the last few weeks. They need to draw on that. They need to start having a little bit more belief in themselves. Every week, they understand that we're never one of the favourites to win a football match, but we can be unfancied, and that's what we are as a football club. It's an opportunity for these players to come play regular, platform, show themselves, and they have nothing to be scared of, and I thought second half they showed that.
It's going to be a busy December now with this replay, isn't it? And of course, you've got Shrewsbury away on Wednesday night and a chance to progress in another competition now.
Yeah, as you said, it's going to be a busy week. So just disappointed we couldn't get the second one, but it is what it is. We'll deal with it. We'll get ourselves ready for Wednesday night at Shrewsbury. And then we're looking forward to the weekend as well.
Do you feel, just final question from me, in terms of your squad, you're happy? You saw Joe Edwards, of course, back on the bench today. That's great news that you've got the squad, you've got the players to cope with what's going to be a very, very busy month now.
Yeah, look, as you said, we've got a lot of bodies, the young, but a lot of bodies. And Joe's come from nowhere, really. As I've said, from day one, he'll be a big signing for us in January. A few weeks further down the line, we expected. He's not fully ready yet. It was just an opportunity to get him on today, and we'll do the same with him on Wednesday.
Quick stuff on Conor Johnson. How's he been around the place? Because it must have been quite hard for him when Russell Martin came in, because he would have seen his opportunities limited.
Yeah, look, I can't speak highly enough of the lad. He's coming from Wolves. He's only playing the checker trade. He trains every single day. Just goes about his business. He's one of those. You can't pick a fault with how he applies himself. And I spoke with him last week. Sometimes you might find yourself not even on the bench. With what's happened over the last few weeks with Russ's experience coming in and playing a part for us as a club going forward. he understood that, and I just said to him, just keep doing what you're doing, and sometimes opportunities come from nowhere, and that's what's happened today, and he staked his claim, and I thought he was outstanding.